You're listening to the Intuitive Souls podcast. I am your host, Tara Caruso, and this podcast is designed to educate, inspire, and enlighten. Let's wake up together. What's going on, guys? Welcome to the Intuitive Souls podcast. So if this is your first time tuning in, welcome. Super excited that the universe led you here. If you are an OG and you keep on coming back and you keep on learning and growing and expanding and trusting your intuition and all of that great stuff, thanks for being you. Thanks for your support. Thanks for coming back. Thank you for everything, guys. Like, you make this so easy for me. You make it so incredibly easy for me to be doing the thing that I love to do. So thank you for that. I appreciate you. So before we dive in, I got some stuff that I want to talk to you guys about, like tell you what's going on and everything like that. So first things first, if you are wanting to dive into strengthening your intuition for, you know, living a more intuitive lifestyle, go head on over to my website, which is www.ericarusso.co, or if you're following me on Instagram, just check out my Linktree app or whatever the hell it is, the Linktree in my bio, and sign up to get my list of 15 exercises and tools that will help you strengthen your intuition for free. So really, one of the biggest questions I get, like the biggest, is like, how do I strengthen my intuition? So please know, like, I hope you know that intuition is our birthright. Every single person has intuition. It is something that is within all of us, and, you know, maybe some people are more equipped to it and they can recognize it more and everything like that, but we can all strengthen it. That's the great part. That's the amazing part. It's not for, you know, the God-given, you know, select few. This is something that God has put into all of us to be connected to the divine. How awesome is that? So if you would like that list, head on over to my website and grab it, because it's pretty good. There's a lot of tools and exercises in there that will really help you really strengthen your intuition, learn to trust your intuition, know how intuition speaks to you. You know what I mean? Because sometimes we just don't know that it was intuition, you know? So head on over and check that out, because it's well worth it. And also, I have created another bundle. I am calling it the Healer's Bundle. And it's seven trainings, I think. Yeah, seven trainings for right now. And it's on sale for $22 until Tuesday, the end of the month, so June 30th. So if you are interested in grabbing this bundle, head on over to my website and grab it. Again, it's also, the link is in my Linktree on my TikTok, as well as my Instagram. I'm trying to make it easy for you guys. So, you know, definitely head on over to do that, because these trainings, like, no joke, I'm not even trying to toot my own horn. This one training in this bundle is probably worth $49. And for the, you know, short amount of time, I am giving it to you guys for $22. So definitely go check that out. Now, What else do I want to talk to you guys about? Nothing really. That's it. But yeah, in today's episode, this is getting nostalgic, guys. I'm getting a little like, oh my God. This is the first episode that I ever launched. Okay, this was like my premiere episode. And I'm just kind of going back in the archives, because there is just so much content that, you know, when someone comes and starts listening to the podcast, you're not getting all those first couple of shows. And those couple of shows are really good. there's so much value in each and every one of these episodes, and I want you guys to be able to experience all of them in their entirety. So this was the first show, guys. Like, I'm all like, oh my gosh. And I got to sit down and connect with my friend Christine Souza, who is a doTERRA wellness advocate. And we just talked about essential oils, what our favorite essential oils are, and how to use them. And it's great because, you know, essential oils for me, they've just completely started, they're just a part of my everyday life now. And they're such a great tool. And there's so many different essential oils that essentially will allow you to really strengthen your connection to your intuition, to psychic information, to the divine, to your guides. I mean, frankincense oil is just the nectar of the gods. I mean, but you know, you'll listen to that and see for yourself. So I hope you guys enjoy this episode. And it's so funny because, like, just listening to my first episode as to now and just kind of the, I guess the confidence level, or like just how much I've grown as a speaker, I guess. I don't know. But it's so funny because this was recorded in November of 2018 and I'm re-releasing it now. So this was like a while ago, almost a year and a half ago. So it's so nice to hear the difference between like my voice and the conversations and everything like that. So I hope you guys enjoy it. I will see you soon. I love you guys. Bye.
Christine, thank you so much for being on today. So I want you to let everyone know a little bit about yourself and how you started getting into, you know, living a more spiritual life and holistic life.
Okay, great. Well, thank you for having me. I am honored to be a guest. I have been kind of a spiritual person since I was young. I wasn't necessarily a religious person, but spiritual in the fact that I would pick up different things, different energies from people around me. And I kind of, you know, when you're little, you don't really know, you just, what you are is normal. But you don't kind of realize that things around you are like, oh, I feel a little like uneasy today or nauseous today. And it's because the person next to you is like stressed out or angry or what have you. And I grew up, both sides of my family have a spiritual connection. My mom, it's a lot of dreams and a lot of kind of things that pop into her head. And my aunt is also very, very spiritual in the fact that she sometimes has people come visit her. Let's say it that way.
Right. I've had some of those.
I am not blessed with visitors, but I'm more empathic. I am very intuitive. I read cards. I am also a natural healer. You know, when I was young, my mom would go to card readers. And so I'd get my cards read and they always used to tell me that I was a healer. And I kind of, you know, you don't really know what that is. You're like, you think healers are doctors.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And they are. But healers can also do a lot of different things. And for those who don't know, this is actually how I met you at a Reiki training. I actually kind of feel that might be my calling. So I've been kind of working on that. I've kind of had like a spiritual breakthrough, for lack of a better word, about 3-ish years ago. I have a very stressful daytime job, my earth job, as I like to call it. It's very, very, very stressful. And I went on a vacation and I went to a beautiful resort out in Utah, and it's kind of just like in the desert. There's a lot of different energies coming from the land out there. It's very different than like living in New York. And I signed up for a class. It was called Earthing, and it was how to like kind of ground yourself. And I was the only person in the class, and I got to spend 2 hours with the shaman.
Oh my gosh.
Absolutely amazing. And she, you know, like, she's like, you know, she's like, you kind of, we should go do some other stuff. And so we went to her, you know, her office area, for lack of a better term. I don't know what you would really call it. It was an office, but it was like, you know, she had all our spiritual items there, and she aligned my chakras, and we did drumming, and something shifted during that time. And I'd kind of been looking for a while for kind of a way to balance, because I knew I was very out of balance with, you know, my human job versus, you know, what I really spiritually wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And so, when I came back, I saw that there was going to be a psychic fair in the town next to mine. And I met my teacher, Elena, there. And it was somebody, her name's Elena Swan, connections with Elena, if anyone wants to look her up. But she's someone who I'd seen advertise around town. And I was kind of like, I really want to work with this woman, but I don't know, like, what would I do? And I would just kind of like watch her like posts and things. I was basically like, you know, virtually stalking her. And when I came back, like, the universe brought her to me. It was like, you know, she was running the fair. She's like, you know, if you want to be one of my students, I'd be happy to, you know, kind of show you how to do things. And so I've been working with her for a while, and she's actually the person who got me started with essential oils.
Oh, so what exactly is Elena?
Elena is intuitive. She speaks to the angels. So she does a lot of angel readings. We do meditation together, because, you know, every time you meditate, you heal. Yes. And she's really just an amazing woman, a very kind, open, loving, very nurturing. So like, when you kind of are in this place where you're not really sure what you're doing, and not really, you know, like, is this normal? Is this not normal? What's normal to, you know, me versus you, and that type of thing. She's very, you know, just like, it's okay. Like, you're not crazy, and kind of gives you that, you know, support and confidence, and, you know, reminder, like, when you get into the, you know, the little wound up times of, oh my God, well, and it's like, you get into that
not the monkey mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. The monkey mind. Mm-hmm. You know, she brings you back to that place of, no, you have tools to handle this. Like, you know, you, in your gut, you know that this is right. And like, those type of things. So it's been really wonderful working with her. And she has been a great resource for my oils as well.
Yeah, no, definitely. You know, speaking of the, you know, getting back to the calm place, it's so good to have somebody that tells you to chill out. You know what I mean? Because it's so easy to get into that cycle again of the negativity and the, you know, I like to call like the train of thought, where it's just one bad thought and then it just spirals out of control. Cause that's exactly what, you know, anxiety is.
Oh, yes.
And having someone to just not be a therapist, but to kind of just be a reminder, you know, just to be like, you have the tools to get through this. That is just such a blessing.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I am usually that person for everybody else. So right. It's kind of hard to do it for myself. So I'm very, very grateful to Elena.
Right. And I can only imagine being, you know, super sensitive, like as you are, you're picking up on all these people that are coming to you with their problems.
Oh yeah. And not for anything. I work in the Empire State Building currently. I take on the energy of like basically the island of Manhattan. You know, I have a big salt rock on my desk. I have organite pyramids. Like, I've been trying to protect myself from like every angle that I can.
And right. People
are like, what are these things? I'm like, they're for me. It's my stuff. It's my things. You know.
Yeah. Don't so talk to me.
Everyone in my office thinks I'm a witch. I mean, you know, I can be a little mean, but because I have like all these like bottles and crystals and oils and it's like. They're like, what are you doing over here? And I'm like, don't worry, I'm paying you. Leave me alone.
Yeah. Yeah. I can only imagine what you go through every day with that sort of energy. I would literally be having like black tourmaline, like in my sneakers.
it's an in my bra every day, let me tell you.
Oh my gosh. Okay. So what are some of the things that you've learned through your time with doTERRA and with Elena that has helped you?
So I've been using the oils kind of for a couple of different reasons. I'll give you a little bit of background on doTERRA and why I chose, like, kind of went down this path. One, because Elena endorsed it and I trust her judgment. But I also did, you know, my own research, and doTERRA is actually a company of light workers. I mean, literally, these people go in. So essential oils from doTERRA are sourced where they're grown. A lot of other companies will bring samples into like the US and try to grow, you know, the oil, the plants for the oils here, where it's not the environment that it needs to grow in. It's like, think of it this way. Florida oranges versus an orange grown in New York.
Oh,
which one?
Yeah.
Like, which one are you really gonna like want to eat? You
know? It's like lavender from France or lavender from Nyack, New York.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, but what happens is when we go into these countries to source the oils, a lot of them, like for example, frankincense is sourced in Kenya or Somalia, right? They teach the people there how to, you know, harvest the oil without damaging the crop. So it's a completely sustainable system. And they build support for the farmers to make sure that they're getting what they need for their own personal growth. That we saw this amazing, Erica, every time I even talk about this, I cry. So I'm good. I might break up right now, but I went to the doTERRA convention in September, and they showed this video of this woman. Her name is Veronica. She had four kids with one on the way, and her husband passed away.
Oh man.
She, you know, was trying to make money to support her kids, and she had to do some not pleasant things to, you know, put food on the table for her kids. And her and her girlfriend were in town, and one of the doTERRA people, you know, saw them sitting there like, hey, we need people to harvest pink peppercorns. You know, would you be interested in doing that? And they're like, well, we would, but we, you know, we have our kids. And he's like, here's an advance, sign them up for school and go harvest the pink peppercorns. These women are making like, you know, 10 times the amount of money that they were bringing home beforehand. Like, I believe they were making 200 shillings, like selling these made up ropes that they had made out of plants. And now they're making like 1500 shillings. You know, they all can pay their rent. The kids are in school. And it's because I buy pink peppercorn to, you know, use when I meditate. Like, because I'm, you know, like I'm being like, you know, trying to be healthy or, you know, and trying to, you know, enlighten myself. I get to know that the money that I'm doing is going to give this woman a better life for her and her kids. Like,
oh, I got goosebumps.
Yeah, it's really like, I'll have to show you the video because it's just, it hits me every time. And like, that's what I want to be a part of. I want to be a part of something that's doing well for the collective good.
Right.
You know, we had Hugh Jackman at the convention as our keynote speaker. And one of the things he said is his father always told him that good business is good for everybody. And that's what I feel like we're doing here. So that's, you know, my little emotional doTERRA love.
That's so nice.
So between the quality and, you know, the potency because of where it's coming from and the giving back, it's just a beautiful product and a beautiful company to be part of. So.
Yes. Yeah. And I've been using essential oils for a while now. And I, you know, I went with all different types. You know, I've used the ones that I get at my holistic store that aren't doTERRA or, other big names. I've gotten them off Amazon, and I can honestly say, and I'm a cheap person, like I am really cheap, but the value that you get with doTERRA essential oils is just, you can't beat it. You really cannot beat it. Like, it even smells like the frankincense. It even smells different than another company's. It's just like more powerful. So, you know, it's definitely, as far as essential oils are concerned, and if anyone's interested in, you know, pursuing and starting, you know, to grab some essential oils for their everyday life, you know, we're not, just be cautious of the oils you choose to use, because it's, you know, some of them are, some of them aren't real oils.
We actually, Roseman University did an audit of our oils. They, audit is not the right word, but they did a testing, and they took our oils and a couple of other companies, and ours tested the best across all of the markers that they were testing for. A lot of the other ones had been, had increased in the potent part of the oil, which caused the markers to go up, but not in the same cascade. Because basically what's happening is the oil is being adulterated by adding the extra potency, which actually unbalances the oil. That makes sense.
I get it.
So it's kind of like adding, you know, the extra caffeine to the coffee, but it didn't really have the same effect.
Right. It's kind of like, in like layman's terms, I feel like it's like people are trying to get away with something. So I just, you know, I definitely want to put that out there to the listeners that, you know, if you are using essential oils, if you are, you know, with, you know, if you are a lover of doTERRA, or if you're, you know, like me, who kind of used a bunch of different oils, just be cautious. Be cautious of what you put on your kids. Be cautious of what you put in your food, you know. And I can honestly say that I went from so many different brands to just doTERRA, because I know that it's safe for my kids. I know it's safe for me. I know it's safe to ingest. And I know that, you know, it's the real deal.
Totally.
Yeah.
And just for like another little fun side note that, you know, if anyone actually buys a bottle of doTERRA oil, the single oils, they actually have a code on the bottom of the oil, and you can go to a website. It's called sourcetoyou.com. You can look up the path of that oil and the testing that was done on that oil.
Wow.
Yeah.
And that's so, just a single, like, is that for, the blends, like, Serenity or something?
Right,
or?
Now it's not for the blends. It's just for like, the single oil. So, I know they're working on, adding the blend. I mean, cause it's a huge website. So, so I know they're working on adding that, but right now it's just like the single oil. So like, you know, wild orange or peppermint or lavender, you can look that up on the bottom of your bottle.
Right. Right. I need to check where the lavender's coming from. Cause I literally, like, no joke, I go through it, like, cause I use it every single day. I started, you know, putting it on my kids. I dilute it, but you know, those tiny, you know, the smaller oils, the one that you get, it's like not enough.
So they have like two different sizes. They have a 5 milliliter bottle and a 5 milliliter bottle and a 15 milliliter bottle. The 15 milliliter bottle is usually like the standard bottle.
Right.
And that has 250 drops in it.
Yeah. That's, I need to start just going with those, because they really, you don't realize, like, if you're putting a drop of lemon in your water each day, like me, it really does go quickly.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So as a essential oil user, like, what are your go-to essential oils for like energy and relaxation and intuition and your grounding?
Sure. So for energy, actually, so right now I actually have, spearmint and bergamot in my diffuser, cause I knew I was going to talk to you. So spearmint is actually the oil of clear communication. So hopefully everyone is hearing everything I have to say. But, usually peppermint and wild orange are really good for energy for me. Any citrus oil is going to be very uplifting. So bergamot is a citrus, wild orange, grapefruit. We actually have a red mandarin and a green mandarin now. Our green mandarin is actually brand new for the doTERRA line as of September of this year. And this is another wonderful thing that they do. The red mandarin, to harvest red mandarin, you have to prune the tree like 70%. So they had all this green mandarin fruit that hadn't ripened. So they said, hey, what can you use this for something? And so doTERRA did testing and figured out what those oils would be good for and started bottling it. So, I mean, there's no waste here, you know?
That's
the beauty
awesome.
Of it. So definitely for, you know, for energy and uplifting citruses, and I love my peppermints, peppermint, spearmint, even wintergreen, which can be a bit of what's called a hot oil. Think of like, even when you're like eating spices, like, you know, mints are spicy, cinnamons are spicy, cloves are spicy. So those are going to be oils that, you know, are going to be a little zestier in your breathing. And if you use them topically, so really quickly, for those who aren't familiar with essential oils, there's actually three ways you can use essential oils. Aromatically, so that's if you're just breathing in from the bottle, putting it in a diffuser. You can use them topically on your skin. A hot oil is going to want to be diluted with a carrier oil, like a coconut oil or something just to protect. I actually have a very basic moisturizer that doTERRA makes that, you know, I use on my skin every morning. I put a couple of drops of whatever oil I want to use, and that's what I smell like for the day.
And that's okay. Like if you're putting a couple of drops of peppermint, because I know peppermint, if you need to dilute peppermint, I know that from
mints. Yeah. Any minty oils, I'm going to tell you, yes, you should probably try diluting them.
Okay.
Or just, I mean, especially with children, you know, children, and, you know, I want to make this clear because a lot of people ask me this question a lot. For children, for pets, essential oils, especially if you're using quality essential oils like doTERRA, they are safe. You have to take a few precautions. So like for children, you want to dilute your oil. You don't want to put 6 drops of peppermint on your son's chest and, you know, like, no, that's a bad thing.
No. And they'll let you know it.
You put 1 drop of peppermint with some carrier oil, put it in your hands and then rub it on his chest. He's probably going to be a happier guy.
Yeah.
And then with pets too, you can use essential oils with pets, you know, what is recommended by vets, and actually doTERRA just announced again at the convention that they're having a veterinarian panel that is going to be, you know, working with doTERRA to kind of give guidance on oils used with pets. But they, you know, they recommend like, and this is actually really with anybody, like if you're diffusing an oil, make sure there's somewhere that they can go if they don't want to be around the oil. Like, I love peppermints, but you know, Erica, you might not like peppermint. And
yeah.
I'm in my house and you smell peppermint, you're gonna be like, oh, I don't want to sit here for 2 hours having a conversation with peppermint's going. You know, so you just always want to be cognizant of, you know, that, you know, your pets or your guests have a place where they don't necessarily have to be exposed to the oils. You know, just, you know, make sure the air is flowing with windows and things like that. And they're safe for use around your pets. You know, one of the veterinarians, she actually showed us how you can hold the oils up to like, you know, your dog, and they can pick out which oil they like. And then you can use the oil that they like. It's really very, very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah. So I know I diffuse lavender, or serenity or vetiver at night. And I noticed that like my dog, like when she comes in, like you could see her like sniffing, like she like kind of sniffs the air and, you know, she falls asleep either way, but I can kind of get the sense of like what oils are doing what for her. Mm-hmm. You know, she really, really likes vetiver. She'll go closer to the diffuser when vetiver's on.
There you go.
Yeah, just like they have personalities. They have things that they like and things that they don't like.
Exactly.
Yeah. So, as far as we were talking earlier about meditation and stuff, and what oils do you use for meditation?
So the oil that got me started with doTERRA, that Alina recommended to me, it's actually one of my favorite oils. It's called Balance. And I really, really love it. It's kind of a hard oil to describe, but it's very grounding, yet at the same time, very light.
Yes. So I use it a lot. Like those, I put Balance on the days, like the chaotic days in the morning when the kids aren't listening and we're late. And I just, that's the first one I go to. And it's exactly what you said. It's grounding. You do get some sense of wood. It's kind of woody, but it's not, it's very calming.
Yes. That's exactly, exactly what I agree with.
Yeah.
It's definitely one. I keep it in my bag all the time. I keep it with my angel cards. I use it to ground people before I do a reading. Cause I think we get so caught up in our head that, you know, you need that. Okay. And I actually used it before I jumped on with you, just because I didn't want to be all like wound up. I wanted to be in a place to speak calmly and informatively. But it's definitely like, I keep it on my desk at work. I have it in my bag. I have one on my bedside. It's really like my kind of my go-to for just kind of an easy balance. Hence the name, Balance. Another one that I really love for grounding, it's actually becoming one of my favorites, is Abravate. It is a redwood tree from the redwood tree family. And there's something about it that when I breathe it in, I feel like the air from my lungs goes down into my legs and like literally roots me into the ground. Like that scent is so potent and really earthy. And I really love it to just kind of get into like, especially when I'm really frazzled, that's the one where I'm just like, I need to just stop and like really get into to where I need to be, really earth myself. So that's another really great one that I love. I really enjoy cedarwood for calming. It's actually a one that I also use at bedtime. It's ironic though. Cedarwood is a very calming oil, but it's also the oil of community, which I find interesting because when I use it, I'm like going to bed, I'm getting like rest. I don't want to be around anybody. Yet it's an oil that is supposed to kind of bring you into like wanting to connect and, you know, be with people. So I always find that one funny. Whenever I put it in my diffuser, I just laugh because, you know, I'm like, oh, well, yeah. There's community and I'm going to bed, you know.
Like, so when you use these oils, how are you using them? Like, are you putting it on points of your face or?
It's honestly dependent on what I'm doing. So if I'm just doing a basic, you know, like I'm just going to meditate on my own for a little bit. I'll just rub in my hands. And this is the beauty of essential oils. You don't need to know where to put them. You can just put them in your hands, take a deep breath, you know, like cup your hands together, take the deep breath. When you rub the oils into your hands, you're adding heat and your body becomes a diffuser. So you can take a deep breath. If you are going somewhere and you don't want to smell like the oil, you can just breathe it straight from the bottle. But it really is dependent on what I'm doing. You know, if I'm doing, you know, some heart chakra work, I might put the oil onto, you know, the heart chakra.
Yeah.
You know, when I'm going to be speaking, like I have the spearmint diffusing right now, but I could have easily added spearmint to my water. And I always like to tell people this. So essential oils can be used internally. The way to know if it's safe to use them internally from doTERRA is that the bottles will have supplemental facts on them. So if the bottle has a supplemental fact, you can put it in your water. You can cook with them. I have a bottle of ginger. I never remember to buy ginger root. If I'm making something with ginger, I just get the bottle out. I put a drop in. We're good. I make fried rice. We're good. You know, but you know, if it has supplemental facts, you can use it internally. If you do not see supplemental facts on the bottle, do not put it in your inside you. Just keep, okay. It's just a topical oil.
Okay.
It's like the Serenity blend. Mm-hmm. You cannot take that internally. However, to confuse things, we do have a Serenity soft gel.
I know. I know. That's what I was going to say. Yeah.
It's a different blend of oils. Okay. There's a couple, like the lavender is in there, so.
Okay.
So be cognizant, you know, don't just think you can drink them all. You can't, you got to check. You got to be an informed consumer.
Okay.
And if you don't know, you can always check with me because I'm happy to answer questions. So.
Yes. We are going to, if you are interested, I'm going to put in the show notes, Christine's Facebook group, Delightfully Diffusing. She really is a wealth of knowledge. I'm in the group. And there's just so much information she shares. So if you are interested in joining her group to learn a little bit more, that will be in the show notes for you. So before we head out, what advice would you give someone who's just starting out and looking to incorporate essential oils into their life?
I would say be an informed consumer. You know where your oils are coming from. If you have a friend who is involved in oils, right, they will be happy to share with you. Trust me.
Yeah.
We are all always happy to share. I always tell people, I actually did a little video in my group the other day. You know, one of the members reached out, she's like, hey, she's like, I have this friend, you know, can you help her? And I'm like, yes, add her to the group. A lot of people close off their groups. They're like, oh, you know, I only want it for people who are buying oils from me. And that's not who I am.
Yeah.
You know? I want people to be informed, and if they choose to listen to what I have to say, that's great. And if they don't, that's okay too. I'm giving them the knowledge that I have. If there's questions that I don't know the answers to, I'll try to find out, or I'll guide them to somebody who may, you know better. But you know, be an informed consumer and kind of just go with your instinct. I mean, I know spiritual podcast, everybody has some sort of intuitiveness, you know? But you know, that's kind of how I go with things. You know, I'll get up in the morning and I'll be like, okay, I feel okay today. I know it's going to be a little bit busy. What am I going to need today? And I kind of just, you know, look around I have a big rack in my bathroom of oils, and I'll just kind of go and be like, oh, you know what? Maybe today I need geranium, which is a smell I do not like. But, you know, for some reason I'll be like, oh, I kind of feel like I need it today. And, you know, I'll
right.
just add it to, you know, my oils and, you know, add it to my moisturizer and, or just, you know, put it on my pulse points, whatever I kind of feel. Geranium is a very feminine oil. It's really good for women's health and stuff like that. So, you know, maybe that day I was going to have cramps or something. Then
yeah.
The universe just told me, hey, you know what? Yeah. That on or clary sage is good for that too. But you know, you just kind of go with your instinct. I always have a couple of roller bottles in my bag of, you know, doTERRA has a emotional aromatherapy kit, which I really, anyone who's kind of like working through feelings, it's a really great kit. It has oils for stress, it has oils for happiness, it has oils for, you know, anger and grieving, and six oils, you can use them interchangeably. And I keep a couple of those in my bag. I always have cheer with me. My friend Nico tells me it smells like root beer, the little root beer candies. And I'm like, oh yeah, it kind of does. And so now I always have that stuck in my head. there's one called Peace, which is another one I actually use for meditation as well. It's called the Reassuring Blend. Mm-hmm. And it's really one of those oils that, like, when you're just like, oh my god, everything is going wrong, like Calgon, take me away type of moment.
Yeah.
You put a little bit of that on, and then you kind of get into that place of, okay, everything's going crazy and there's tons of chaos, but you know what? I'm just gonna breathe. I'm gonna get through it. I'm gonna move forward and, you know, get going.
I actually use Peace. It's so funny you said that, because there is a quote from, A Course in Miracles. Mm-hmm. And it really has gotten me through the day some days. And it just states, I can choose peace rather than this.
Yep.
And when I'm about to, you know, lose my stuff or things are just not going my way, I just will close my eyes and I will say, I can choose peace rather than this. And it really works. And I just, and my friend just started saying that she's using peace for those moments because she's very, very stressed out. But I'm like, imagine doing that and having peace essential oil.
Oh, yeah. That seat?
Yeah.
You're going to go buy that tonight, aren't you?
Oh, I'm totally going to go buy that today.
But you know what? That's actually, you know, something that I've learned is that, you know, therapists are using essential oils in their practices to break the habit. So like when you get to the place where you're like, oh my God, I'm so stressed out. And they're like, nope, stop, take a breath, smell your oil. And it breaks the cycle.
Yes. So
when you're revisiting traumatic events, they do the same thing where it's like, no, you're in a safe place. Remember, smell your oil. And it brings you to a place that like, associating a happier memory than when you're processing the traumatic memory.
Yes. No, I mean, there's no doubt that essential oils have a magic about them. You know what I mean? They've been around for ages. We kind of lost touch with it. You know what I mean? And they're finally coming back. And it's just so great to have someone like you who's so informed and who went to the doTERRA convention and is just, you really are a wealth of knowledge. And I'm really so grateful that you came on. Thank you so much for your time. This was awesome.
Thank you for having me. I'm glad I could, you know, kind of give you guys a little bit of background on oils and, you know, if there's any questions, feel free to reach out to me. I'm happy to help and answer them. And, you know, hopefully, you know, everyone kind of learned a little something today, you know, whether or not you want to, you know, test the waters, that's up to you, but you know, at least you're kind of a little bit more informed.
So. Yes, absolutely. So again, guys, all of her information for her Facebook group will be in the show notes. And thank you again, Christine. Sorry about that.
Okay. I'll forgive you.
And again, thanks again for coming on. And thanks again for listening, guys. I'll talk to you later.